Hi, this is Amy, April's team member. Welcome to another episode of Holistic Horseworks Talks. In this two-part series, I interview Jacqueline Strawn about her experiences from taking April's Level 1 and Level 2 courses. In this second episode, Jacqueline recounts her personal story of how the courses impacted her in very powerful ways, and then how it continues to impact her clients and their horses. Would you share what your story is about the muscle testing and other aspects of the class? Because it's pretty powerful.
So something I did not expect is April had brought her stash of essential oils, which was like every kind of little magical piece of oil you could imagine. I've known about essential oils. I've had essential oils. I've used them again since massage school way back when. But I did not use them to the level that she was asking us students to do, which was in the morning, you muscle test, you see which oils, and she uses a company called doTERRA. So they're so high quality and so high vibrational, you can actually take them internal the way that they were designed originally in France to do, is to utilize them in that way. So you could ask your body, should I take this internally or should I apply this to my feet? What would be beneficial? And then you kind of wrote your list down and you would ask the vitality for that product to you. So I was like, this is going to be so interesting what comes up. So I was 39, I think, when I took her class. So I've had like chronic back pain. I've had different issues and these headaches and whatever. So I'm also one of those people, for as open-minded as I am, I can be a little tentative about taking something internally. Like I don't want to overdose. Like I get freaked out about like, did I take too much of that or whatever. So I was really like asking, you know, specific on the exact drops, like she said, but my question was, would this be beneficial to my body? That was the main question I was asking when I was kind of going through. And I don't recall if she had told us a different one to ask, but I pretty much recall that's what I was asking about. So I was kind of surprised at sometimes the quantity my body was wanting at one time, specifically on like oregano oil, which is a really hot, potent oil known to be antiparasitic, antifungal. And we know when we're involved with horses and dogs, we treat for parasites and whatnot. So a lot of my stuff was coming up, like parasites seemed to be the common link. And I'm like, well, I guess it's not unheard of. I am around a lot of horses and dogs. No doctors really treat parasites other than like pinworms and little toddlers. So maybe I have become exposed to something, but I'm just going to take these drops, see what happens, see how I'm feeling. All in all, first day or two, I felt perfectly fine. Like actually a little more energy, you know, whatever, feeling good. I think it was like, I don't know, day three, day five, somewhere along this process, we're in the middle of class and I am just like, I have got to go. Give me a minute. Like, I don't know what's about to happen here, but I do not feel good. So I left the class. I went outside and my body expelled everything from earlier that day. And I was like, well, that is disgusting. Not that it's ever pleasant, but there were definitely parasites that had came up. And which would be stomach strongid worms, which is a common horse and dog parasite. And I could recognize what they were because number one, I didn't eat anything that looked like that.
Sorry.
And there's no way it wouldn't have been digested. So I knew what it was. And then I almost puked more seeing what was in there.
Oh my God.
With that being said, I felt amazing afterwards. Like I felt fine. I was like, that's crazy. Now there is a backstory. I did know I had parasites. I had actually been to a parasite specialist and done other treatments when I had Lyme's disease. There were co-infections and he talked about, you know, that there's other parasites that, you know, kind of tag along within Lyme's because you have a weak, an ultimate weakened immune system. So it's not that I was like totally shocked and surprised, but I really was the fact that they were getting expelled because of essential oil. Like, it was like, I knew they were powerful, but wow. So April kind of made the joke, but she was totally right. See, people, you need to clarify your question. Is this beneficial for me to take without getting an adverse reaction to inhibit my learning? Like, she kind of made it like, don't be afraid to get super specific, because this may or may not be the exact time you need to be detoxing is when you're trying to learn. So we as a class kind of all learned a little extra that even though you might think you're somewhat healthy, really make sure you know what you're asking and clarify. So I still do that to this day. If I'm taking a supplement and I know I'm going to have a long day at work, can I take this supplement without any adverse reaction? Because today is not the day I need to detox. I will detox on a weekend if I'm not working. Like, then that's fine.
Yeah.
So that was something. Specify your question. Know that what you're taking is for real. And don't be surprised if some little friend is hiding in your stomach that you didn't even know was in there. With that being said, her first rib adjustment. So you do these other things that you work on courses, but you actually get to do them in class. So there's a lot of like self-healing and self-awareness that happens during these level one and level two that is like such a bonus. So as we were going through this, you're kind of like just doing a lot of healing and growing. And so I had that experience and I had my first rib put back in and we, you know, did some other really cool, like energetic craniosacral balancing happened. And there's always such interesting people in her classes. Like you end up kind of connecting and making friends with other body workers. And so we ended up doing a few other little extra sessions. And I believe I turned 40 right after her class within 3 weeks and then ended up getting spontaneously pregnant and had my daughter, who is perfectly healthy and amazing. And it's not that I didn't think I couldn't have kids. It's just it had never happened. So I wasn't really, you know, it wasn't really on my radar. And I've said, I'm like, I swear it was April's class that like got all this emotional, like must be stuff off. And my body like did this massive like cleaning. And I was this little temple of health coming out of her class. And we now have a beautiful little daughter. And obviously it was classified as an old mom immediately. And zero complications. And I totally chuckle and say it was because of April that that even happened.
Wow.
Because of all the oils and the energies of the people that were in that class.
It's an extremely powerful story. And I couldn't help for thinking back to your 4-H stories about working with, you know, the local youth and their horses and thinking about the work that you're doing with the horses. And if they're going to have a competition, if they're going to need to leave their farm, they're going to do all of these things, how much are you going to be working with and doing with the horses? Is it a good time to do it? How intensely can you work with them? And so that they don't have what you had in your learning experience in their competition and showing times. And, or if you're, you know, obviously April's endurance riding, like making sure that what you're doing leading up to it and then after that is good for the horse in that what you're going to lead them through.
100%. You are exactly right. And that is something I guess is not like, like something I first think about, but it is something I incorporate now. Mm-hmm. I do ask that because that was something I think was happening with some of my standard bred racehorses.
Oh yeah.
You know, sometimes there's such an immediate, like you need to come and help because there's a lameness or there's this. Well, you can sometimes open up a little bit of a can of worms and 24 hours before you're about to go to fair or 24 hours before you're about to go to a race or a show is not the ideal time to open that up. So by muscle testing, is this in the horse's best interest? is this going to be at their top performance? So I've learned to ask the correct questions so that even though I might still be feeling, wow, there's still some tension, you know, around the scapula. Well, again, is the shoeing not perfect? Mm-hmm. Is there some brush? And is the shoulder bracing to keep that horse sound? So yeah, we're seeing something in the opposite hind end. Well, go ahead and treat that, but don't go after this today. So I've learned to really trust. If it says it is not in the horse's best interest, I don't do it. And typically, 2 or 3 times down the road, it's ready to release.
Mm.
So that's a mistake I definitely would have said I personally have made early on in my career, doing too much. Like, you probably don't need to work on a horse for 1 to 2 hours. Like, that's a lot. And that's a lot even for a person mm-hmm. that they, when they were telling me, like, I'm done, that I thought, well, there's more to do. I want to do all that I can for you. Listen to the horse because they might need time to digest and process. That's something April's really good about, is do the work, let the horse process and watch how it changes. So I spend almost as much time with my hands off the horse nowadays as I have my hands on them, because letting them process, mm-hmm. watching their eyes blink, watching their mouth, watching their nervous system responding to the change is where I've kind of said, it's not that I do less, but I kind of do less and get more because it's more appropriate for the exact now of the animal.
And have you found that your clients are adapting to this longer process? Because it's different, right? It's like, well, we just got to fix everything and, you know, just 2 visits and it'll be done. But yeah, that's not how our bodies work. It's not how our energy always works and things like that. So I'm just kind of curious, how many times does a client who's had the previous approach, how do they adapt to your approach of taking it in slower, multiple steps?
Better. Personally, I've found that I do have a lot of clients that I've had for a long time. I maybe don't see them, you know, as often, you know, horses change, things like that, but it's been a very smooth transition because ultimately people care about the end result.
Mm-hmm.
And if the end result is my horse is getting better, mm-hmm. that's what matters. And just like if I go and get a treatment, I like, you know, deep tissue work. I like that. But I don't necessarily want to feel bad for 3 or 4 days. Like, that is now what I realize is, like, okay, those therapists they're overdoing. They're not listening to my body. So I think as I've changed, my clients have changed, that it doesn't have to be this big show. It's not this, you know, horses, they truly are like a gravity bridge, and you apply this motion and you get them going and everything can subtly go back where it belongs. You don't need to treat them like a 1200 pound animal, because they actually adjust and have things happen for them on a much more subtle level than we do, because we're stacked like a tower and they're more like this. So, and even seeing that, I think it's the way I can talk with my clients. Like, we're on the same page. They see that. So I think that's part of that whole vibration thing. My vibration's really high. My clients all like vibe. Like, we all kind of come together as our own little tribe, our own little community, that we all get it. So whether it has actually happened that some of those other people that maybe don't get that have fallen away, and my new people and my group does get it, and that's why we get such tremendous results, because it is not just about me as a therapist. It is your farrier, your dentist, your stalls, their food, their supplements. It is such a team, and the vibration and the energy that I put out there is, let me be part of the team that synergistically works. And as I've changed that thought process, I don't need to prove anything anymore. I just need to be part of a team that I can help benefit you as the rider and you as the horse, and let me help you be part of that. And I think that is something you can't have when you're first starting out, because you question everything, you know? But after all the years and all the positive feedback, you know, it helps you to kind of gain that confidence that, like, I am, my intention truly is to help you and to help your horse. And if I can do that for you, this is the piece of the pie I bring today. If I don't have the answer, trust me, I'm going to look for it. I'm going to find it. It will come. I wish I could fix everything in one time, but most people are realistic that the problem didn't happen overnight. It's probably not going to get fixed overnight. And that is a big way.
I was thinking as you're talking about it, it didn't happen overnight. When I was pregnant with my daughter, you know, you read everything you can get your hands on. It was a life lesson that came out of that is it took you 9 months to gain this weight and your body to change. Give yourself 9 months to have it evolve to what it's going to be. You think it's going to go back to what it was, but it doesn't. It never does. So I'm glad to hear that if your clients didn't already understand that, they're starting to understand that and that you're attracting and retaining as your client base, because I think it's sometimes people are impatient. They have other stressors and then they combine everything and get it all kind of mixed up. And the horse is sitting there going, I don't understand what's happening. I'm just doing my thing.
Exactly. And there is a point as well as your horse can sometimes mirror your own problem. Mm-hmm. And that is something I used to not necessarily care if the owner was there, if it was at a, you know, one of these other bigger like dressage barns, maybe they would have a handler that holds their horses.
Sure.
And I started to realize there's a direct connection when they're holding that cotton rope, how they're actually influencing that horse. And somewhere I read years ago about a trainer acknowledging where the rider's tongue was in her mouth. And the horse was had its tongue, you know, flipping over the bit and doing these weird little things. And the trainer's like, where is your tongue at right now? And the girl's like, well, how did you know? That's so weird. I had a cap actually fall out and my tongue is like wrapped around where the cap was on this tooth. And she goes, yeah, put it in the center of your mouth. And so she put her tongue back and the horse stopped. And I was like, okay, the lesson there, right? If a horse can feel that kind of change in our bodies through a leather saddle, through the reins, what effect are we having on them if we're around them 5 and 6 days a week? That it is just as important when we're healing. And I think with April's, like with the essential oils, which is an external thing, we all can smell it, right? You're ultimately healing the partnership at the same time. So I've noticed if the result isn't fully there, I make sure that that owner's there and we're talking, you know, there's that, let's get that feedback kind of happening. Like where's the lesson learned here? Or what am I missing? Because, you know, I may be looking at it as this physical thing, but what is the maybe emotional component? What is this horse is maybe pulling from you or are you pulling from the horse? So I've kind of learned that too, that you kind of can't have one without the other, especially if I see multiple things in a barn. Like, why is everybody's right scapula a little tight? Let's look at the trainer. Have you had your body work done? Is your first rib up? You know, and then I can direct them to April's video. Like, you need to learn how to put your own first rib in, because that is highly important because all your horses are compensating for you. So that, I think the more you, that's why I said, like, ultimately it's a toolbox. So you think of, it's not just, well, I already do this, I don't need to learn more. Yes, you do. Because the more tools you have in the toolbox, the more that you can help. And it may not just be the horse. It may be that person. It may be that little kid that's riding that, you know, doesn't know that they're a little bit angry and the horse is just lifting their head because they're kind of in fight or flight. So tell them that, you know, and the more you can help that, it's like, you're just planting the seed. So the more information you can gather, whether it's through these classes or through the, sometimes I feel like if all of a sudden you're seeing April's classes are coming up and you're like, why am I all of a sudden seeing that? You may be needing to connect to some of the other people in the class. Like, they're just as, could be potentially things like you might just need to know, or another referral point, somebody else you can communicate with. Like, I always felt like the people that were in that class that weekend, we all learned so much from each other that I've probably forgotten a lot of it, but it's still like, it's in there, but you know, it's just not always at the front of my brain to be able to talk about. But I've started to just listen, like, why am I all of a sudden, this is the same email that's maybe been sent out 3 times, but why am I seeing it now? Why wouldn't I go to the class that was in my backyard? Why do I need to go to California? Well, it's probably another person that's just booked California, and now that's somebody I need to connect with while we're there, or things like that. So I think, you know, sometimes go a little bit beyond yourself and look at, why am I seeing this? Or why is this kind of just like trying to hit me over the head? I get it. I'm going to go. So I feel like April's people too, because she vibes really high. Like, she's going to draw a really great group of people. There's always something to be learned there, whether it's 5 people or 25 people.
If you want to hear more of Jacqueline's story from taking April's courses, please be sure to listen to part 1, where she shares what she learned despite being a seasoned professional body worker. And last, Jacqueline very graciously also shared her experiences with the Healy device. Make sure you listen to those episodes as well. Thanks so much for joining us.